This is A to Z, an introduction into Husseini lifestyle. Today's lesson, the lifestyle of Imam Hussein. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome everyone. You're listening to A to Z from the IRB English Radio, and I'm your host Hussein Hinzano. And today we are talking about the lifestyle of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. As we are talking about the lifestyle of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam, I would like to point out on a few bits about the issue or the tragedy of Karbala. The tragedy of Karbala did not occur, you know, but for the fact that the Muslim community was stupefied, and their paths had deviated. The Muslim community was destroyed and their paths had deviated. Many diseases of the manners and calamities had rendered their lives to become absolutely debased. They had seen such terrible events, such as the Saqifah event, such as the Shura event, the event of Shura, and the Battle of Siffin. These were one of those events that made these people feel terrible. They were so terrible to them, and it really affected them internally, you know, like mentally. In any case, the historical events surrounding Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam are worth scholarly research and deep study. Now, without having any bias and completely refraining from the well-established practice that necessitates the concealment of the truth, there were many circumstances that compelled them to make the general deviated views in many aspects of life to be made opinionated. You know, this should be made a subject of research, because the history of Islam, by way of its subject and comprehensiveness, has not been properly researched. Rather, most of the researchers have followed the well-established practice that is not beneficial to the society. So we need to study it very well and understand that what were the main issues? What are the main issues that took place during the history of Islam that have effect up to our very today life? Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name? As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to A to Z from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. We are talking about the lifestyle of Al-Imam Hussein, but we are trying to talk about a short history about the tragedy of Karbala. How did it occur? What were the effects that were gained out of this particular occurrence? How important is this event to our today Islam? How has it affected the Islam religion up to this very day that we are living in? Now, there is no doubt there are some hidden aspects in the history of these events that historians have purposely concealed. It therefore becomes very necessary for us and for those researchers to mix the facts with doubtful reports and half-truths. You know, not all the reports at the time were true. Not all the reports at the time could be depended on. So that in this way, they may help the kingdoms that were powerful at the time. Now, it is incumbent for a researcher to find out the facts and reach to the truth. We are compelled to present those events and describe the actual matters, because they are the means to fully realize the truth behind the life and the martyrdom of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. These things are such that by their study, we could be able to clearly present the prevailing conditions and social thinking of that period in a new method of research. We need to study the history. We need to understand the history of the tragedy of Karbala in order for us to come to understand the personality of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. Thank you so much for listening. Until next episode, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Better friends than you, but anyone stay here won't be alive tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence filled the air.